Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And that is a free kick to Nottingham Forest in an intriguing position, Billy Richards.
Yeah, it's not what Ashwood City fans would want to see right now. 82 minutes on the clock and just the one goal in it. You see here in the replay, Brennan Johnson there. He knows he's going nowhere. He's just surveying his options. You don't need to bring him down there. He's backed into a cul-de-sac. And then that's just foolish there from Stephen Black. A bit of inexperience, a bit of over-eagerness maybe. I mean, that's fine when you're chasing the game and you need it, but not when you're 1-0 or away from home and fighting for your lives, Peter.
That Ashwood City goal, by the way, we can confirm, has gone down as an own goal.
Ah, oh, that's very cruel.
Yeah, Paul Jones still gets the assist. Ivan Lloyd, though, won't be pleased with that news, and I suspect Nico Williams won't be too chuffed either.
Quite a wall they are building there. Blimey. Like the Great Wall of China, taken so long. Been there, of course, you forget, to China. Enjoyed my time out there, as has that man there, Ivan Lloyd.
We've seen this in the league for a couple of years now, Billy. What exactly is going on here? Can you explain it?
The draft excluder, yeah. Marcelo obviously not got much to offer in terms of height for the wall, so he'll lie down there, block any shots that are drilled underneath it.
One of the more easier roles on a football pitch, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. Get to lie down for a minute. Lovely. Don't mind if I do, Peter.
Brennan Johnson stands over it. A good 30 yards out, this one. The City ground awaits. Here is Brennan Johnson. Oh, and he's hit the crossbar. Fumbled out of play by Park Tuil.
Wow. Skin of their teeth. Quite the strike from Brennan Johnson. He gets the height, he gets the power, he gets the right side of Emmanuel Rivière. Well, the wrong side from Rivière's point of view, of course. I mean, look at that. There's a few centimetres in it. A fraction lower than Nottingham Forest are level.
Very little else wrong with it. Been at the club since he was just 8 years old, Mr. Brennan Johnson. Burst onto the scene in 2021. There's not many better ways to do it. Can you guess how, Billy?
A hat-trick? Was it a hat-trick, Peter?
Not a hat-trick, no. His first professional appearance involved a late equaliser against none other than Derby County.
Wow, I mean, if you want local support from the off, that's how you do it, don't you?
Corner comes in from Jack Colback onto the head of Chris Woods, straight into the arms of Rivière.
He's unfortunate there, Peter. Sometimes you can connect too well with it, and that's exactly what he does. You've got to steer it. You've got to direct it downwards, to the left, to the right. Anything but that.
Rivière has thrown it out to Marcelo on this right-hand side, and there's Nottingham Forest shirt scrambling back into position, and he's got Andrew Woodward ahead of him screaming for it. Here is Andrew Woodward, the youngster, in a foot race with Felipe, a foot race that he's going to win. Ivan Lloyd in support, Woodward goes alone, and that is wide.
No, 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 that was it. There was your 3 points right there on a plate. Ivan Lloyd, just looking in there, begging for it, and he's gutted. You just know if he got in the end of that, it was 2-0, done and dusted. Let's shoot off back to Ashwood and focus on the next game.
But focus is very much needed in the here and now as Navas has sent the ball upfield and it's cushioned brilliantly by Chris Wood. And suddenly, Ashwood City on the back foot again. And Chris Wood has found Morgan Gibbs-White on his right-hand side. And Gibbs-White is going unchallenged as he makes his way into the area, cuts inside. And Morgan Gibbs-White has levelled it. Something had to give.
The pressure was building, Peter. We knew Ashwood City was struggling with squad depth, with those extra legs in moments like this, and Morgan Gibbs-White can see the energy levels drained from these lot. He runs at him, says, let's see what you've got. The answer is not very much at this point in the game. We all know what he's going to do. Cut inside when he shapes up there against young Stephen Black. Then he just tees himself up, picks the far corner and smashes it. Very little Rivière can do about it. And you have to feel Ashwood City won't have an answer to this goal.
Quite right. 1-1 here at the City Ground. Just a few minutes remaining.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Officer Reed calling from Ashford and Kent Police. We've detained Mr. Hunter.
Ooh, all right, great. Good for you. Who the fuck is Mr. Hunter?
The man that graffitied the side of your house.
Someone graffitied the side of my house?
Yes, Mrs. Tate. You called us about it last night.
Right, fuck, yeah. I might have had a bottle of... I don't know what it was, actually. I'll get my solicitor to call you.
Great, excellent. Sorry to wake you.
It's all right. What does it say?
The graffiti?
Yeah.
It says, let me see what it says. It says, the slut bitch residence.
Oh, what colour?
Blue.
Oh, never mind, fine. I'll get it washed off.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Excuse me, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Oh, okay, it's NHS123.
NHS123?
Yeah.
That's rubbish. All right, thank you.
No problem. If you could just keep your voice to a minimum level.
And that goal from Gibbs-White snatched a point for Nottingham Forest at the City Ground. And after that draw, we spoke to Ashwood City manager, Dan Watson.
Tough one to take, Dan. Look, Forest are a great club.
Fuck's sake.
We all know that. I thought for certain spells in the first half we looked decent. We looked like we had the edge. But if you don't make the most of the opportunities you get, you end up on the wrong side of the result.
You fucking boring.
But yeah, you know me, Steve.
Oh,
I'm looking up.
God,
all the boys are looking up.
Yeah, looking up some skirts in Nottingham Hooters, you know, mate.
And we can see a way out of this, even if others can't. Another great performance from Paul Jones, an assist to D. Yeah, great assist. I think Ivan couldn't have asked for it in a better place. I believe it's gone down as an own goal. I'm not quite sure. I'll look into that. But you know, it's not about individual plaudits. You know, that case in point. Paul knows that. Ivan knows that. It's about getting results. Forrest got one against Manchester City. And now they've got one against us, and that just goes to show how tough they are, and how Steve's got them playing. I think he's just
fuck's sake, why does he have to wank off every manager and cut their balls on TV? They're not going to like you, Dan.
Jess Tate.
Yeah.
Dr. Unsworth will see you now if you just want to make your way through.
Lovely.
Jess, hi, how are you?
You're actually supposed to tell me how I am, Mr. Doctor Man.
Quite. Take a seat.
Well, you're not putting on gloves or lubing up any sharp metal things, so this is better than most appointments.
You've mentioned some aches and pains.
Yeah, shoulders and lower back.
Are you doing any physical exercise?
No.
Okay, any other symptoms?
A bit of chest pain now and again, trouble sleeping, headaches, dizziness, shaking, some like muscle tension, I think. Bad stomach at the moment generally. And yeah, that's it. Oh, and no shagging.
No
shagging. Just the idea of it makes me feel sick.
Okay, so low sex drive, yeah?
Non-existent.
I'm going to do a quick blood pressure reading. Hold your arm out, there you go.
Oh yeah, the Velcro thing. A boy at my school put one on his knob once and we all squeezed the thing and it went so tight he had a panic attack. Oh, it was great.
If you could just sit still, please.
Yep, sorry.
Right, that is high.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Jess, your symptoms are what we call the 7 physical signs of stress.
But I'm always stressed.
Well, yes, I can see that.
No, as in, like, since I was about 13, I've just been stressed and it's just sort of the way I am.
Yes, well, your body would like that to change.
Yeah, and I would like my body to change, mate. Welcome to life as a woman.
How many alcohol units are you consuming per week?
I never really know what that means, Doctor, to be honest.
So it's recommended that you consume no more than 14 units of alcohol a week. That's around 6 medium glasses of wine.
Fuck!
So it's more than that.
I mean, maybe double that and then maybe double that again.
You think you're consuming over 50 units a week?
Yeah. Probably. What are you typing?
Just my notes.
What are you saying?
Just logging the symptoms, that's all.
Can I see?
No.
Right.
Okay, when did these physical symptoms start?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay, any kind of significant event that happened 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I was made chief executive of Ashwood City Football Club.
Ah, right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But why do they want a meeting?
The Premier League. Because it's just a disciplinary protocol.
Well, they've already disciplined us. Shouldn't they be meeting with United? And their new sheikh, who apparently has no attachment to the Qatari state despite having very obvious attachments to the Qatari state.
Aye, but they do some fucking goody-two-shoes boffin check-up on us to make sure we've made various reforms or whatever, you know.
We've literally sold every fucking player involved in the scandal. Of course we've fucking reformed. Do they think we've bought Ivan Lloyd from some shady wealth fund? He's from fucking Huddersfield, for fuck's sake.
Aye, and we were lucky we got him. Warnock could be fucking wanking all over that fella, let me tell you.
Ugh.
What? Did it make you think of Neil Warnock wanking?
Well, yeah, but... Oh, I'm just not really feeling up to this lunch.
Who are you having lunch with?
An old friend from uni.
Fucking hell, that sounds dull.
Yeah, Fiona, she's some corporate PR guru. Makes everyone call her Fifi.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Well, why are you meeting up with her then?
Because women aren't like men, Woody. We like to keep a broad array of friends. We don't just go and hang out with clones of ourselves.
Just go tell Fifi to go fuck off and get back here.
Why? This is my one day off. In fact, it's not even a day off because I've got to come in at 3.
But what am I telling the Prem then, Chief Exec?
I'll talk to them. Bye.
All right.
Oh my God, Jess!
Hi, Fiona.
Look at you.
Yeah, here I am. You look expensive.
Oh, stop it. It was a good Christmas, that's all. Prosecco, please. Thank you.
Prosecco.
I was going to try and cut down.
Cut down? Jess Tate, where's this coming from?
I just realised I was probably drinking a little too much.
Oh, gosh, me too. I mean, my career at the moment, I'm telling you.
Bad, is it?
Hell. It is hell. We're currently based in the city until we get moved into this amazing new tower in South Kensington. I'll show you the architecture renders. It's amazing. Anyway, we get some clients come over who are looking to deal with us on one of their most important contracts. They're 40 minutes late to the meeting. 40 minutes. I said to my assistant, I said, just cancel the whole thing and rearrange. So they rearrange for a Friday afternoon at 3. Can you believe that? I'm on my way home by then, and now I've got to hang around for these idiots? How's your work?
Well, I'm chief exec now.
Oh, wow, fabby!
Yeah, so get a few more death threats than usual. My husband is probably going to move out because, well, because of me. And someone graffitied the word slut bitch on the side of my house.
Oh, but chief executive? Wowee. Good money, I expect.
No, actually. The club is close to bankruptcy, so yeah. Every penny counts.
The Prosecco, ladies. It's the finest quality.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. To slut bitch.
To slut bitch, yes. You know you should speak to Abigail.
Who's that?
Headhunter. Oh, God, recruiter extraordinaire.
Okay.
Well, she could find you something perfect. There's a couple of US software roles, just a B2B, face of the EMEA type thing. You'd be perfect. Great benefits, gym, apartment, great holiday. 200K a year plus bonus.
Sorry, what? 200K and holiday?
I mean, you're worth more than that, but you'd obviously have the bonuses from the targets that you'd crush. Hello, you're Jess Tate. And if there's trouble at home, you could always go into the office more as well.
Hold on. I don't have to be in the office.
No. All very flexy.
Fuck. But I mean, it's more sort of the role I have now. I mean, we're like a family. We've been through a lot together, and it's about making sure that we treat the club, this cultural icon as best as we can, and that takes up a lot of my focus at the moment.
Oh, yeah, of course, Premiership footy.
It's actually Premier League, not Premiership.
Right, very glamorous though, I bet.
Oh, very, very. I'm just going to answer this.
Hi, Jess. There's a story in the Daily Star about Riviere's dad being arrested in France for sleeping with a minor.
Jesus Christ.
That's minor spelled M-I-N-O.
Yeah, I figured that one out. Didn't picture him with Billy Elliot. Let me think.
Billy Elliot wasn't actually a minor. He was a ballet dancer, ballerina. That was the point of the story. He didn't become a minor, did he?
Shh.
Okay.
Get this to the comms team.
Right, okay, we'll make sure we keep an eye on it.
And just worth noting, as chief exec, this sort of stuff should come to me last now. I've changed roles.
Of course, absolutely. One more...
Ooh, anything exciting?
Oh, yeah, very. Just, Maserati looking to do some collab type shit.
Amazing, so amazing.
We're Premier League. The glitz and glamour never end. Sorry, I'm just going to need to take this.
Hi, Jess. Sorry, just a quick one, I promise. BT Sport are here. They said they have an interview and piece booked in for young Paul Jones, but there's nothing in the diary here for that.
Just run it by the comms team if you could, Welly. They'll have more info, but off the top of my head, it is booked in, but at the stadium, not the training ground, which is probably why you've not got it on the training ground calendar.
Right, okay, sorry, silly me. That explains it. How are you anyway, Jess? How are you going?
Sorry, Fiona.
You know it's Fifi.
Yeah, Fifi.
You all right?
Yeah, just choked on Prosecco bubbles.
Anyway, might not be my place, but I know it's tough in the Premiership right now.
Premier League?
Lots of people jumping ship now that Arab money is taking over. Then it's all the Gary Nevilles and Gary Linekers trying to get the socialists to run the place. I mean, can you imagine?
Actually, the regulator would be independent.
And it's like, bugger off. Keep your nose out of what is an issue for number 10. And even then, regulation is a catastrophe always.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah.
And now you see what they're doing with the women's team. I mean, goodness me, give me a bloody break.
I should probably answer.
Hi, Jess, it's Tom from the media team at Ashwood. Just a quick one. We've got a young woman who's got in touch with us, and she's also put a few things online, and she's been accusing Marcelo of exposing himself to her in a nightclub.
Okay, right, okay. Let me think about what to do, because the thing is, I'm the fucking chief executive. Do you get that? My job doesn't entail discussing shriveled Brazilian dicks over my fucking lunch break. So how about you walk over to the fucking comms team who are sat right fucking next to you and you tell them about it? Because I do not, cannot and will not give a fuck about any of this irrelevant fucking wank until it threatens the very fucking foundations of this stupid little football club. Now fuck off!
Is everything all...
No, it isn't, Fifi. It's very fucking shit.
You know, I can speak to Abigail.
Who the fuck is Abigail?
The headhunter, the recruiter extraordinaire.
Right, right, yeah. No, don't fucking bother.
Darling, you're obviously struggling.
This is the job, all right? I'm not struggling. This is just the fucking job.
But... maybe, sweetie, it's time to find something else.
I'm not going to leave them.
Leave who? The fans?
No, fuck the fucking fans. The cunts. My friends.
You know Davina, who works with Simon?
Let's just assume I don't know or give a fuck about any of these people. All right, Fifi. More Prosecco over here.
Well, she said that Patrick and Simon met. She saw them at Fortitude. In the city.
Wow, amazing. More Prosecco!
But anyway, she told me.
Told you what?
About the Patrick thing.
What the fuck is the Patrick thing?
The Move.
The Move?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.